Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What up, TCK Podders? Welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Scott Guasco, with my man, Bobby LaMarco. Another mini-series breaking down the top five QB free agent losers. If you haven't chosen to check in our winners yet, we already put that on the show right here on the YouTube channel, Fantasy Focus YouTube channel, also available on Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter. And, of course, our podcast streams everywhere at the Candlestick Kids Fantasy Football Podcast, anywhere you listen to podcasts on the Believe Networks. Bob and I are rolling through our top five free agent losers quarterback position. We've got five names for you, and we also have an honorable mention that we'll get to. Before we do that, though, I want to give a shout-out to our great sponsor and good friends at BetOnline.ag. We're finally here. The top teams in college basketball have been determined, and the Final Four is set. Looking to wager on these games in the national championship? Head over to BetOnline.ag on your desktop or your mobile device and sign up today and receive 50% off your welcome bonus for your first deposit. Just use the promo code BELIEVE to get started. That's BLEAV. BetOnline remains the number one spot for all your updated odds and info, along with the player props and new contests throughout the year. It's the best source for all your sporting wager needs, including the live betting and everyone's favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so join today. Learn why everyone is saying BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on sports. BetOnline, where the game starts.
All right, man, we're here to talk about some fantasy football QB losers today. Now, obviously, some of these guys changed teams, didn't get starting jobs. Some guys lost some key players. So we do a bit of everything. Some of these guys weren't even free agents like we broke down before. Now, Sky, at number five, slightly disappointed. Guy who, you know, a decent starter, could not find a starting job. At number five, we have Teddy Bridgewater. So give us why Teddy B's a top five QB who lost in free agency.
Well, spoiler alert with my guys, Bob, your list is much more entertaining. Your list is much more valuable for fantasy football. Your list has excellent players on it. Spoiler alert, my list does not. And that's just a simple reason across the board why they are on my losers for free agency. Now, some of them move, some of them don't. We'll get to my list as we go along here. But first, my boy Ted, unfortunately, man, goes to the Dolphins, all right? Goes behind Tua Tagovailoa. Now, does he have an opportunity to pass up Tua in camp? Skill-wise, I think maybe. Decision-making, maybe. But they drafted Tua number five overall. He's going to be the starter, obviously. I think Teddy is a great backup at this point. Now, here's the deal, though. If Tua gets hurt or he goes down, the weapons in Miami, which we talked about last episode, Bob, because guess what? Tua was actually a winner for you on the previous episode. The weapons, the pedigree, the running game, the coaching scheme, all that in Miami has vastly improved this year and the offensive line. So that could be good for Teddy if he gets an opportunity. But Teddy Bridgewater as an individual doesn't make me excited. First of all, he hasn't played a full season since 2015. Last year, he was quarterback 22, number 19, 32, 54, 74, 23, and 14 over his career. So the best he's done is QB 14. He's usually a back-end QB 2. I'm not interested. There's no real upside. He had good weapons last year, didn't make it happen. And even if he gets the opportunity in Miami, I'm not very excited about it. So unfortunately for Teddy B, who's never thrown more than 3,700 yards, never thrown for 20 passing touchdowns in his career, I know the weapons are there. I'm just not excited about it. Andy's a backup. I'm going to fade Teddy B. Guaranteed, he's a loser for me.
Yeah, it's tough for Teddy B, and it's hard to justify him not being a needle mover, right? So last year, they were 7-7, the Denver Broncos, with Teddy B, 0-3 without him. So, you know, Teddy B, clearly just from the win-loss ratio, he put a team that, by the way, had a good defense, good skill position players, but 7-7. So it's just like, is he good enough to take a team to the playoffs and win consistently? However, I do think he's better than, like, you know, five or six starters in the NFL now. So it's tough to see him fall there. But overall, my guy is a little bit more hot takey, if you will. It's Dak Prescott at number four. And when you're looking at Dak Prescott's offseason, they lost a lot of players and didn't gain a lot back. So first off, they lost two guys on the offensive line, and Collins and Connor Williams from last year. Of course, they have Steele, who's one of the main right tackles who's been replacing Collins when he's out. But Collins is a very good football player, and it is a slight downgrade at the right tackle position when he does not play. And then Connor Williams has really emerged as one of the better offensive linemen. So you're starting to see that the money and everything is starting to deteriorate that offensive line. They're starting to go elsewhere. Then I understand they got CeeDee Lamb. I know they got Dalton Schultz and Michael Gallup back, but losing Amari Cooper and Cedric Wilson and replacing with James Washington, essentially, you know what? That's a downgrade for Dak Prescott. Plus, Michael Gallup is not expected to be 100% week one. And we have to remember that Michael Gallup might not be ready in 100% capacity until October, maybe even November in some cases. So that's something we have to remember for Dak Prescott. Plus, he's coming off a QB6 finish last year with those weapons, with the offensive line in his second year of that Mike McCarthy scheme. And his QB is ADP right now is QB8. So I just don't know how much I'll be buying of Dak Prescott. I think he'll be fine. I think he'll be okay for fantasy. I think he will probably finish as a low-end QB1. But I'll wait a round or two and get more value later than probably Dak Prescott because of these injuries and the players that they lost in free agency.
Boy, this is a tough one, man. Dak Prescott's amazing. That offense can be too. The scheme has been great over the years, but you're right. Losing Amari Cooper is going to be big. What version of Zeke do we have left? The offensive line has definitely taken a hit with a couple guys moving on or retirement. So it's just not the same team. Now, Dak Prescott could be one of those guys where you get value on him, to be honest with you, because I'm probably going to fade him too. But if he falls to QB, 10 range or something like that, if Watson's good to go and Rodgers boosts up and all these other things, he could be value, to be honest, because you know he's going to throw for 4,000 yards. You know he's probably going to throw 30-plus touchdowns. It's just a matter of what else we get on top of that. Let's not forget, just 2 years ago, man, in five games before he got hurt, he was setting all the records. He would have thrown for about 6,000 yards, which we've never seen. So it can happen. We'll see what happens here with Dak and the Cowboys this year without Amari Cooper. All right, moving on here. This one's tough, dude. 2 years ago, I was super buying the hype. All right, saw the year, great season. All of a sudden, I get Baker mania. Right, like that's my vibe. I'm ready to go with Baker. Call him out. He's my number six quarterback 2 years ago, Bob. Number six preseason. Slaps me right in the face. Obviously, didn't work out. Odell Beckham comes in, supposed to be amazing, finishes QB17. Not excited about that at all. Well, now we have another year. Unfortunately, he played through some injuries, right? So it's a little bit of an excuse. He had a torn labrum in his non-throwing shoulder, fractured humerus bone, right? But his performance was pretty rough outside of those injuries. Also, we know OBJ left, and obviously, Odell Beckham the problem because he goes on to the Super Bowl 50 yards and a touchdown before he gets hurt there. So Baker, unfortunately, is running out of excuses. Now, they bring in Deshaun Watson. They don't need Baker anymore. They actually signed Jacoby Brissett, who I'm not interested at all, even if Deshaun goes down. But there's no room for Baker anymore. Okay, well, then maybe he'll go to the Colts. Oh, nope, the Colts don't want him. Oh, maybe he'll go to the Panthers. Nope, the Panthers don't want him either. Well, we're running out of teams, right? He might go to Seattle. If he gets those weapons, maybe. But now there's talk that DK Metcalf might get traded. So, like, I'm just not interested, man. I liked the talent coming in from Baker. A lot of people compared him to Johnny Manziel. I thought he was a better version of that. He is a better version of that, but it's just not happening. He's had opportunities with the weapons. He's not going to get to play with Amari Cooper. He might just be a backup. And honestly, the ego of Baker Mayfield, in my opinion, is not going to allow him to be a backup. Like, he just won't be in that mentality like Cam Newton. So for me, unfortunately, I don't want to write him off just yet, man, but I don't see any situation, even in Seattle, where I'm drafting Baker Mayfield. For me, he's a big-time loser and still unemployed as of right now.
It's tough. So I identified eight teams that I feel like he could compete for a job and probably beat out. Seattle, Detroit, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Panthers, the Saints, the Texans, the Eagles, and the Giants are teams that do have quarterbacks, but I think if you put Baker on those teams, he could either win that job outright or make the other guy obsolete completely. Problem is, number one, some of those teams, the Browns will not trade him to. The other thing is, do these teams have cap space or the want to bring in a Baker Mayfield? That's why this list has really shrunk quickly on him. And I think you brought it up earlier, Seattle might be the only one that makes some logical sense there overall. But before we dive into our top two fantasy football losers, from this NFL free agency. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick commercial break for our partner, Care Factor, and we'll be back right after this.
Hey, TCK Potters and Fantasy Focus community. Are you looking for options for hair loss? There are many options out there for treating it. However, most products treat the cause, such as DHT, and don't do much to support the growth of new and stronger hair. It's like removing harmful weeds from your lawn, but not doing much to fertilize the grass. That's why the Fantasy Focus and TCK team has partnered with Care Factor. Care Factor saw this problem and focused their research on finding just the right combination of biosynthetic growth factors and an innovative delivery system to promote fuller, stronger-looking hair. So whether you're a listener who suffers from various forms of alopecia or even stress-related hair loss, the Care Factor treatment is the perfect scalp-friendly solution that can help and influence stronger and healthy hair throughout all stages of the hair life cycle. And now, exclusively for TCK listeners, use the promo code TCK at checkout to get 15% off all products at shop.mycarefactor.com. That's shop.mycarefactor.com. Care Factor, skincare for hair.
All right, here to bring up number two, and it's Aaron Rodgers. And in my opinion, he probably could be number one, but I think our number one is homeless. So at this point, Aaron Rodgers has to be number two. Now, when you're looking at Aaron Rodgers, his season, the good news is he still has, you know, Matt LaFleur in the same scheme. He's going to be masterful in that offense. But when you're looking at him from a fantasy perspective, can he have the same upside when he has no Davante Adams, no Marquez Valdes-Scantling? They also lost St. Brown, who's a depth receiver. So either the Packers are going to bring in a rookie, which is a crapshoot. Yeah, there's a good chance that a first-round rookie will be good, but it's not 100%. And when we did our draft analysis stuff, it's not even close to 2/3%. It's like, you know, 50-50 shot. So right there, he's not going to have the same repetition with a guy like Davante Adams. Plus, with the Packers, they've never been leading the NFL in passing yards, so he's not going to make it up with volume. I mean, passing attempts, so they're not going to make it up with volume either. So I am a little concerned that you're going to start seeing a little more Aaron Jones. You're going to start seeing a little more A.J. Dillon on the ground and making maybe Aaron Rodgers more of a complementary piece in that sense. So, yes, he's the MVP. They also lost two starters on the offensive line. The good news is they should get back David Bakhtiari and Jenkins, who played half the season and missed half the season as well. So they are getting some solid players back on the line, but they did lose some of that depth that they needed because those guys couldn't stay healthy. Finally, what are teams doing? Like, what are the Packers doing? It's not like Aaron Rodgers is an MVP at 25. He's an MVP at 38, 39. Like, this guy's going to be 40 soon, and you're gutting his receivers? I don't understand. The Packers are supposed to be win now, correct? I just don't get it. So I guess I'm just baffled by this move, but I think Aaron Rodgers is a big loser for fantasy. Currently, his ADP is QB 11. Last year, he finished as QB8. But, Sky, change my mind if you can.
Aaron Rodgers is my QB12 right now, Bob. Let me throw some names at you. Aaron Rodgers or, right now, it's early. I mean, it's not even April yet. But Aaron Rodgers or, as it stands, Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott.
Russell Wilson.
Oh, so much change. Russell Wilson.
Assuming he doesn't face suspension but missed a year of football anyway, new team, new weapons, new scheme, Deshaun Watson.
I don't like that. So can we not talk about new scheme, guys? I don't like change when it comes to quarterbacks, so I am a little concerned. But listen, as of today with his current weapons, give me Aaron Rodgers.
Matt Stafford.
Oh, Matthew Stafford. Wheels up all day.
Okay, and then a couple more here. Jalen Hurts. Assuming he's a starter.
He's going to be awesome. QB1.
Oh, okay, and Joe Burrow, finally.
Joe Burrow. Oh, my God. I have such a man crush right now on the Cincinnati Bengals. It's not healthy, so.
Got it. All right. So you got him pretty much in the back end of your QB1s as well. Look, Aaron Rodgers, I agree with you. The one kickback I'm going to have, which it makes no sense to me either, but it has come out that multiple reasons that Davante Adams left Green Bay. One of them has to do with he just frankly – didn't want to go. They matched his first offer for the Raiders. He wanted to go to Raiders. He's from the Bay Area, grew up a Raiders fan, wants to play with Derek Carr, got tired of the Aaron Rodgers saga, and he bounced. So maybe it wasn't the Packers letting him walk. It was Devontae wanting to go. All right, sure. Let's go to a player here that I've been knocking for years. I'm a 49er fan. When we got Jimmy Garoppolo from the Patriots, I was not excited about it. We passed on Kirk Cousins, who in my version, opinion, is a better version of Jimmy Garoppolo. Wasn't excited about that. Jimmy Garoppolo, to me, is the number one loser for free agency. And A, it has to do with, I don't know that he's going to be the starter. He had just had offseason shoulder surgery. Trey Lance was drafted third overall last year. They sold the farm, multiple first-round picks, sold the future for the 49ers to bring in this kid. Basically, they handpicked him over everybody else in that draft except for Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson. So that's who they wanted. That's going to be the guy. Jimmy Garoppolo has been good, not great, for the San Francisco 49ers for three seasons. Yes, he helped us get to a Super Bowl. Yes, he overthrew Emmanuel Sanders. We lost that Super Bowl. Yes, we almost made it back, but we didn't. Jimmy Garoppolo has never won a game for the Niners on his own accord. That's a problem for me. He didn't find a home. All these quarterbacks are moving around the league, Bob. Jimmy Garoppolo is not one of them. He's injured. He's not amazing. He's a game manager. And even if he comes back to the 49ers, which looks like it'll happen right now, I'm not sure that he's the day one starter. He's a big-time loser. And even if he gets that, right, very efficient, okay, QB 18 last year, played six games, QB 39, QB 14 before that. So best-case scenario, he's a high-end QB 2. I'm not interested in that. Trey Lance, potentially, maybe not this year, but eventually, top five upside. Jimmy Garoppolo is my number one loser for free agency, unfortunately. Now, before we get into our extra bonus here, I would like to give another shout out to one of our new sponsors here, and shouts out to the athletes out there. I'm a former athlete myself. March is a wonderful season, so let me give a shout out to our friends at Athletic Greens. Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one with top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle friendly and fits a wide variety of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop with a cup of water every single day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune support, vitamin D, and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's B-L-E-A-V. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products do not intend to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
I like it. You know what, Scott? It's tough to do it live. By the way, bravo. Great job. Thank you. However, You gotta be when you get to that last Athletic Greens cannot be responsible for any issues, but you gotta be like, I gotta make sure that I could barely understand what you're saying. But listen, we're a man of the people, this podcast is, so we wanna let you know the side effects and all the things that you're not supposed to know. All right. So we take care of you here. I like it. All right. Before we go, honorable mention, it's Trey Lance. And reason why is we don't know if Jimmy G's gonna find a place to play. And I listen, everyone loves Trey Lance. Trey Lance is great top five quarterback, but do we honestly sit here and say today that we know Trey Lance is going to be the starter if Jimmy G's on the roster? I don't know. It affects his dynasty value. How long is it going to take for his shoulder to get better? How fast is this materialized? Like, is there going to be a big injury to a quarterback that then Jimmy G, it makes sense for that team? And now listen, I think Jimmy G, he's not going to go in the division to Seattle. You know, the Steelers would make a ton of sense even after acquiring Mitch Trubisky. Like, I do feel that there's teams out there that it makes sense to have a – just go for it. Like, just because you have Mitch Trubisky, go bring in Jimmy G and have them duke it out. I mean, like, some teams, like the Panthers, for example, Sam Darnold versus Jimmy G would be a decent matchup. See how it goes. Whoever wins, great. The other guy, see you later. So, I think that Trey Lance, in my opinion, the Jimmy G stuff hanging over our heads, we thought he maybe be a Colt. Do all those things. Now they get Matt Ryan. I think the QB carousel really hurt him. So I am a little bit worried about Trey Lance.
How about Beach? I'm going to throw this comment here. Trade Rodgers to the Niners. Let's get it done. Yo, I mean, I just disagree with this one. Honestly, it's Trey Lance's team. Even if Jimmy comes back and he's healthy enough, quote unquote, he just came off of offseason shoulder surgery. I think what happens is he does retain with the Niners because nobody else wants him at this point. He's going to go to the Colts. Then they bailed. They're just not a market for Jimmy anymore at this point. They're not going to trade him to Seattle or let him go to Seattle because it's in division. So I like your mentality here, going to the, like, Houston would make sense as a veteran. They could take him to Pittsburgh. There's a lot of places he could go as the backup. But for me, Trey Lance is going to be his team here, and Jimmy could be a great backup. The problem is, if Jimmy goes, there is no other backup in San Francisco. You need that behind essentially a rookie with Trey Lance. But we shall see with my Niners, man. I'm very excited for the future of Trey Lance either way. All right, Joe, that's all we got here for another mini-series. Top five quarterback losers from NFL free agency. Buck and Bob. Returning the Buck and Bob show, coming at you hot tomorrow with the running backs, winners and losers, top five from free agency. Make sure to tune in right here on the Fantasy Focus YouTube channel, also streaming live on Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter, and, of course, on the podcast, at the Candlestick Kids Fantasy Football Podcast. Make sure to subscribe, leave a rate and review. We much appreciate it. Once again, I'm your host, Scott Guasco, my man, Bobby Lamarco. This is the Candlestick Kids Fantasy Football Podcast. This episode and all episodes have been brought to you by BetOnline AG and the Believe Networks. Buck and Bob coming at you hot tomorrow. We'll catch you next time, everybody. We are out of here.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.